Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
All right, 7:23. By the way, Eric Edelstein will join Pat Brady and me and you and G and Dave and everybody else. Coming up, second. Today, it's Caitlin McAllister, the most valuable person on the planet. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Caitlin G is executive director of Catapult Chicago. It's a nonprofit peer-selected community. Tries to empower founders through experience sharing. What does all that mean?
Yeah. Being an entrepreneur is a very lonely venture. And so the genesis of Catapult, two entrepreneurs were trying to mitigate that. And so they created a community where founders, through shared experiences, so I screwed that up so you don't have to, could learn from each other and lean on each other, not only in a business sense, but also in a personal sense to uphold and uplift each other.
I'm assuming that launching a startup or a business, you've got to have a great idea. So do you help the person hone their idea?
We don't. We do in a sense in the fact that we're helping them at that stage of business. The stage of business that we're looking for is that they've already kind of formed a company. They're revenue generating. They have traction, which typically means they've already raised some money. They can be bootstrapped, but they're past the idea stage. So they have product market fit.
Got it. So what are some of the challenges in that phase?
Oh my gosh. It's a series of hurdles in the world of startups. So after you kind of get the idea and kind of get to the stage that we're looking for, then, you know, we always say, okay, you have the thing, you've built the thing, but how do you sell the thing? Who's going to buy the thing? So sales, hiring, you get past the initial kind of nucleus of the first five people, actually building a team in any business or company is always a challenge. We also help them connect with more sources of funding, whether that's through traditional venture capital, angel investors, or mergers and acquisitions.
Well, companies you've worked with so far, 300 plus million raised and over 1,000 employees. So that's a pretty good story to tell. Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Caitlin used to be in luxury resorts. She used to be in the business of hospitality. So she's gone from these luxury resorts all over the world to a dusty warehouse with people trying to start a business. It's quite an adjustment to make career-wise.
It is, yeah. One I did not see coming. I was doing recreational program development for Starwood Resorts and Hotels, which I loved. So if you think of any large resort in Arizona, Hawaii, Florida, California, all of the experiential programming that you see when you're there for kids club or luxury peppermint foot scrubs next to the pool. Our team, I loved what I did, but I worked, insane hours every weekend, every holiday. And so I needed to get out of that cycle to actually kind of have a life. And so I very serendipitously fell into Catapult. I knew an alumni that had scaled his company through Catapult back in 2013, and he knew the opportunity and kind of set me up, and I chatted with the initial the creators of Catapult and kind of found that my skill set was a good match. I always say I run a mini hotel, but it's only Monday through Friday, and I never have to be there on the weekend.
Well, there you go. There you go. Even luxury hotel travel can get old after a while.
It's true. It's true. It's a great job.
Well, listen, we thought it was a cool story. We just wanted to give you a chance to tell it. So Catapult, what's your website?
www.catapultchicago.com.
And good luck to everybody who is trying to get their business going. Like you, Dave. Dave's trying to get a business going
where
he does play-by-play for life.
Well, I think
like
he wants
would do personalized play-by-play when you get up in the morning to inspire you.
Oh, well, he wants you to be the angel investor, just
sure.
FYI.
Yeah. Well, I got to look at my wallet. I got $40.
But I don't really want to start too early.
No. No, listen, we get up early enough.